Let's really get into prayer today. Earlier this year, we had some of the hardest hitting, deepest teaching about prayer that you will ever find anywhere, and the most condensed. Hope you caught it. And we certainly have had a few episodes about what to pray for, the problems in our world today. So today we pray. This is the Great Shalom Broadcast, proclaiming that God wants total well-being for all children. All right, so we're going to pray today. God is moving in a great way, bringing a greater movement in the Holy Spirit than we have ever known. Yet it's a prayer movement, and the angels are positioned already. It's already begun. So let's jump in. And let's pray. Lord, Daddy, great God of the universe, and Father who cares tenderly about us, help us pray. We invite you. Help us to pray, Lord, Holy Spirit. We pray for freedom for our children. We pray for the unparalyzation of fear, that we see fear as a paralyzing force and throw it off and rise up, that we have not been given a spirit of fear, and no longer will we be timid in speaking for and advocating for and praying for our children, for we have not been given the spirit of fear, but of power and love and of a sound mind. We claim that for ourselves as parents and educators and for our children. Sound mind. Hallelujah. And love and a throwing off of fear. And we throw down in Jesus' name the mind control that has sought to suppress freedom and truth and love and godliness in politics, in education, in health care, and in the taking care of our families. And I pray that children, our children, will be blessed with freedom, blessed with prayer, blessed with blessing itself, that they know God and nothing and no one can take it away. We ask for protection for our children. Psalm 91 protection. As we abide in the Lord and we have a covenant with the Lord, we cover them in the protection of Almighty God. El Elyon, He who is higher than all, Jesus, whose name is greater than every name. We ask that our youth be saved, be rescued, and be caught up by a great stirring of Holy Spirit into a great movement, another great awakening. We ask that the whole atmosphere is turned, that the children, the youth, see how they have been manipulated, controlled, and depredated upon, and this will turn them to the Lord, and they will be rebellious against that which has tricked them and attempted to bring them down, enslave them, and kill them. But this will be a turning, a great awakening toward God and toward the love of the Father. We pray that there is a great revelation of the love of God, a deep soaking in and in the love of God, that people know, truly know deeply, that they are loved by a loving and good Father, and that theology is increasingly done from the position of a knowledge of the love of the Father. Help us to begin to know that we are loved. Know that we are loved, know that you love us. And so we are free to love you and able to love others. Lord, help us see that we are several generations now of people who have been deprived of the normal filial love, that we were like rhesus monkeys who had real monkey mothers removed from us. Heal us. Heal our nation. Heal our nation. Heal our societies. We strike down in Jesus' name the imposition of silver nitrate in all babies' eyes as a matter of course. We strike down government control of early childhood that is insidiously and deceptively creeping in. We ask that you bring up more adoptions. Thank you for the families that have founded a ministry and an expansion of love to adopt children into their own families. And we strike down the inappropriate, illegal, and unconstitutional inquiry into this that has been done to try to suppress the kingdom of God. We ask that more churches would invest in group early childhood and see it as a mission. We ask for wisdom and funding and campaigns to create more preschools, daycares in churches for mission reasons, so that we can take care of our children and have a more safe and godly society. We can bring up the economy in neighborhoods, and we can show forth your love. We ask that more mothers would be able to take care of their own children, that they would be supported in this by an extension of other mothers. And we would ask that they are able to do so because there are more fathers who are taking care of those mothers. We ask that more girls would know that they are loved and therefore not allow themselves to be abused sexually, emotionally, and otherwise, but rooted in Father God's love, they would insist on proper coupling and making good families. And we ask for more single mother ministry, Lord. Give a heart to these senior pastors. Give some strength and courage to the mothers in Israel. And Lord, we thank you that you cared about women and about women of lower status. We decree that there are bands of mothers coming together, taught of the word, newly discovering the dignity of women with new strength and courage to be leaders and mothers in Israel. And like a mother bear cub for her cubs, like a mother bear for her cubs, for a lioness feeding her pride, and like a chicken gathering her chicks, arise, O Lord, in the women who follow you. Thank you that you are walking this land up and down. Thank you that you have sent angels to protect us and to minister to us. Lord, we ask for your presence more and more in our nation, in our neighborhoods, in our homes, in our churches, and in our schools. Lord, arise, and may your enemies be scattered. We pray for healing for the nation. We pray for healing for the neighborhoods, and we pray healing for our homes, and we pray for healing for our families. We pray for healing for our children and for ourselves. We pray for healing of learning disabilities. Healing of learning disabilities. Healing of learning disabilities from whatever cause, whether genetic or epigenetic insult, pollution, or those arising from inappropriate teaching. We pray for healing because we know that we were healed. By your stripes we were healed, it says in Peter. We were healed. For you took away our griefs and you carried away our sorrows. And we thank you for that, Lord, and we claim those promises today. And further, you say you will do whatever we ask. And we know that this is in your will, that our children should be well and should prosper. Further, we ask for wisdom to reduce the incidences of learning disabilities and other childhood maladies in our society. Thank you that there are many maladies that have been reduced to almost nothing. And Lord, make these also in that category. Give us wisdom, witty inventions, and the courage to tell the truth and inquire. We ask for eyes to see the deception of claiming things are not when they are. Deception of claiming things that are better when they are worse. We cast this down and we ask for truth and for righteousness. May righteousness once again be founded on judgment. Judgment once again be founded on righteousness. Thank you for the efforts of all of those who have worked to better the lives of children. And may that tribe increase, whether researchers or doctors, scientists, and certainly for educators. And thank you for the church leaders and pastors who have worked to have more and better private and church education. Thank you for the character-based free education that we have. May this be a wake-up call and a turnaround for all schooling in our nation. Let the research that is robust and replicated be revealed and not suppressed. Let it be shown that character is godly and that it leads to better academic outcomes and better success in life. May there be a turnaround of all the education mountain. Help us, Lord. Increase our faith. Increase our boldness and give us open doors and the peace and the surety to use them decisively. May our faith be used for more than money or even personal destiny. But give us faith for raising up a generation to their destiny as servants of Christ, leaders of God, and leaders of society. So we speak healing, healing for body, for brain and mind. We speak healing of heart and emotions. We speak fixing of all the brokenness in our families and in the children in our society. And by the word of Jesus the Christ, we say, and no more, and no more. No more pollution, no more bad medical practice, no more forced pseudo-food for babies, and no more lies about things added to our environment that are harming our children. May society have a good and proper and truthful and righteous concern for children. And Lord, we thank you for it. Thank you for the improvement in statistics of fewer children being killed at the first stage of life. And Lord, may those statistics of the number of children ill by grievous illnesses that we once thought were illnesses of old age, may those statistics be reduced. Lord, we ask for a general revival of religion, that we may know that you are God and you are good, and that our society knows you as God and as good, Father. May our society turn away from idols and from demons and from lies, from manipulation, intimidation, and control, to truth and goodness and concern for the other. Break that substitute value system that's controlling minds and shutting down conversations. Let it be seen. Let it be abhorred. Let it be turned away from. Let it be struck down and evaporate. We ask for salvations of youth, rescue of children and youth and adults, and may we all be stirred up to evangelism. It says that Paul was stirred up when he saw that Athens was controlled by idolatry. Stir us up. Allow us to be strong disputers and leaders in kingdom expansion. Help us have an answer for the hope that was within us. We decree that as we see the devil overplaying its hand, it will be noticeable to minds everywhere. Something that fair minds cannot avoid seeing. We ask for wisdom for our politicians, for our school leaders, and good counsel. Wisdom, good counsel, and courage in this day. More widespread wisdom about how to do family, courage and faith to excel in academics, confidence and peace to excel in life. Thank you, because these are the good things that you want for us. And we give you the glory and the praise. We rejoice that we have a God who is for us, who loves us, who cares about us, a God for whom good is time-tested, and it is good for us, and we thank you for that. We are grateful. We rejoice in you. We praise your name, mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Okay, if you want to know some more about praying, why don't you go back to some of our recent episodes, even in this very year, and check them out. Go over them. Play them again and again. Squeeze the juice out of them. And of course, the number one reason that prayers don't get answered is they don't get prayed. So it takes some doing to get into prayer. That's why people are having ongoing meditation classes, because it's hard to get the flesh still. All right. So we might talk about that. We might do some practice. Let me know what you need. Let me know what you need. Feel free to email me at info@greatshalom.org. You can go to the website, greatshalom.org, and leave a comment. You don't have to be very technically savvy if you go there. www.great, like big G-R-E-A-T, shalom, S-H-A-L-O-M.org. And there's a box. You can type it in, and I will see it. Okay. Ask me what you need to know. I'm much more interested in you being able to pray than in you asking me to pray for you, which of course I would do, but I enough of that already, as if somebody else's prayers are better than yours because they are lucky. No, I want everybody to be in touch with God. That's what I'm about. I want you to be in touch with God. And so we'll talk more about that. Also, if you would like to learn more about healing, I have a book, God Wants You Healed. And this book is available for a very low cost at lulu.com. Of course, you can go to my website and click through, but you could just go to Lulu, www.lulu.com, and put in my last name, Sarles, S-A-R-L-E-S, and you'll get all of my books that are on that website. Were published before Amazon was easy to self-publish on. Okay, God Wants You Healed. It's a scriptural exposition. If you have any doubts, you need to read the book. It's not about what I think, what about you think. It's what the scripture says, correct? All right, so go read it. Also, if you are concerned about learning problems for your children, I want you to read Great Shalom. Learn at home for Great Shalom. Learn at home for Great Shalom. And you are an at-home educator even if your child goes to school. But the point is, you need to have faith for your child's learning success, and you might need to do some work toward providing the right kind of atmosphere. And simply what public school does is not, that doesn't address the whole child. And you're the parent, I hope you care about the whole child, their spirit, their character, and so many more things than reading, writing, arithmetic, which is all that public school was set up to do. Was originally reading, writing, arithmetic, and form these kids sufficiently to be work in the factory. That is maybe correct for assimilating people, you know, immigrants into this industrialized society for mass state education. Maybe that's all they could possibly reasonably do, but you as parents, of course, want much more for your children than that. You want to address their whole self and provide optimal development potential, and you want to teach that particular child, not the average of some construct of the masses, but that particular child, and therefore you can work out some problems. And so this book, Learn at Home for Great Shalom, is really a methodology book, meaning that it helps you choose the right methods and helps you choose to be sure that you're covering everything. There are many ways to cover it, depending on the student, many different educational methods. And I talk about all of the portions of life and all of the many methods, and it helps you choose. There is no resource like this. And if you're a homeschool mom, I don't know how you've been doing it. Well, yeah, I do. You ask your friends and you do what seems cheap and reasonable according to your friends. But your child is not like their child. It's not, you know, one child is not like the other. So, and, you know, a bunch of mismatched text is just not good enough. So Learn at Home for Great Shalom. Again, it's on lulu.com, lulu.com, and you can buy it, have them send you out a paperback, or you can get it in a PDF format, and have a variety of other books. Check them out. Okay, we also have resources on the website. We have a few for the grandparent generation under tab GSB4G for grands, and lots of other things. We've got some older episodes out there. And of course, we can make CDs for you still if you are interested in having a set that we have talked about. We certainly have done some series on healing and series on prayer, and we would love to make them available to you if you would like to have those. And so let us know what you're interested in at info@greatshalom.org. Okay, so communicate, let me know you're out there, and please would you share this. When you find an episode that speaks to you, give me a 5-star review, especially on iTunes, because that is how people find things on iTunes, and any place else where you can share and comment, please do that. That would be a help to us. We do have Facebook page at Great Shalom. So, hallelujah. And this is Sharon Sorrells proclaiming that God wants total well-being for all children. Okay, now send me your prayer requests. Of course, you can send me your private prayer requests. But what I'm asking for here is, what would you like to pray for in a general way? In fact, if you want to tape a short clip of you praying, if you're an anointed prayer, and you can maybe send it to me through Dropbox, that would be acceptable. And I'm not saying it will necessarily go on the show, but would love to have you participate. It is time that we need to pray. Yes, it is high time. And there is much for us to pray about. You know, Mahesh Chavda, in his Mother's Day sermon, said, we should honor our parents, but particularly our mothers, but mothers should also bless their children. And he talked about some examples. The mother's prayer is an effective prayer, yes. And we should pray for our children, although sometimes we are tempted to despair, despondency, and discouragement. And of course, I think the enemy is part of that. So let us band together, walk together, so that one can hold the other up. Yes? Please do come to the website at greatshalom.org, www.greatshalom, greatshalom.org. In fact, I'll see if I can put that link up to Dr. Mahesh Javta's Mother's Day sermon, and a shout out to Dr. Mrs. Bonnie Javta as well. Also, please notice all of the topics that we offer to you. Let me know what you're interested in. This was a ministry born out of concern that we have faith to overcome learning disabilities, but it seems that that's not the most upsetting problem these days, partly because it's masked by the school's lower standards, but possibly we are coming to some understanding of overcoming those in the health realm, and good, I've tried to share some of that, but we have so many problems. Okay, so let's band together and pray. Also, if you are a teacher, particularly an early childhood teacher, you might want to go to my website, www.orgstrat.net. That's in transition. That site's in transition, but I have listed my courses that I offer for early childhood educators, and we'll be revamping that and offering a wider variety. But certainly, if you're in early childhood, we'll be happy to serve you. And also, for just a short time, the government is not a village, may be up. That's an effort to discuss policy. I go point by point through Hillary Clinton's book, It Takes a Village, and I credit that with good intentions, but the statistics are worse and the offered solutions have not been sufficient, and I think we can offer some much better ones based on some robust research, replicated research. Guess what? The number one best predictor for academic success, which is our substitute for success in life, guess what it is? Church affiliation for the school, and even controlling for income in the home. And even if you are talking about comparing two students in a secular high school, church affiliation is a bigger predictor. Why is that? Probably because all congregations teach character. You also don't want to shortchange the blessing of the Lord. So I do also have a campaign I want all of you to know about to help congregational leaders start preschools, assuming their building is sufficient. And if it's not, of course, you can always buy another building, but most of them are interested in using their building during the week. And I have a website for that, www.teachachildchangeanation.org. teachachildchangeanation.org. I have some goodies there, and I tell you what my course involves, and of course I do have a book by the name of How to Start a Daycare / Preschool as a Mission. I have that on Amazon. Had to use the word daycare. I know professionals in early childhood hate that word. We're not just daycare. We're not just babysitters, but that's the word that Amazon uses to search. So come to Teach a Child, Change a Nation, and work toward the betterment of all children. So please join me in prayer, join me in study, and join me in action. And this is Sharon Sorrells proclaiming that God wants total well-being for all children.
Thank you for joining us for the Great Shalom broadcast with your host, Sharon Sorrells. Sharon is an author, educator, minister, parent, and grandparent committed to sharing the understanding of God's love and desire that all children experience optimal well-being in this generation and the generations to come. The Great Shalom Broadcast is here to bring hope, health, and healing for children and youth by inspiring, informing, equipping parents and educators. For more information on today's program or today's offer, simply log on to thegreatshalom.org or email info@greatshalom.org.